Cross-border firings, militant attacks, deadly separatist protests. The people of Indian-controlled Kashmir have witnessed nearly every type of violence. Still, life manages to go on here in the main town of Srinagar. Through it all, hardline separatist leader Saeed Ali Shah Gilani, who remains under house arrest, says his one goal for Kashmir has not changed.
Forces should withdraw, and the United Nations Security Council should take the control of the Jammu and Kashmir, the whole state, which was existing on before 14th of August 1947, and then people should be given right to self-determination.
It's a demand that many Kashmiris have fought for, both peacefully, taking to the streets in protest, and violently by taking up weapons as part of an armed insurgency that began in the late 1980s. As one of the first militants, Yasin Malik crossed into Pakistan as a young man to receive training and return to fight the Indian military. He renounced violence in 1994 and now heads the pro-independence Jammu Kashmir Liberation Front, advocating for self-rule through peaceful means. The former militant, who claims to have been arrested more than 200 times and tortured in detention, says he resorted to violence after finding no space for political activism in Kashmir. Malik warns a new generation is increasingly feeling the same, citing protesters who have been detained without cause.
They have been harassed to the extent that now we have heard some educated voices have joined again the militancy. But it is unfortunate today US is silent government. The British government is silent. Indian civil society is silent.
Malik and other separatist leaders say Kashmir is a forgotten conflict in the eyes of the world, one that goes beyond a territorial dispute between nuclear-armed arch-rivals India and Pakistan. Mirwaz Umar Farooq is the head of the separatist umbrella organization Hurriyat Conference. He says Kashmir's fate cannot be resolved until the international community intervenes.
If India and Pakistan were capable of addressing their problems bilaterally, then there would have not been three wars on Kashmir. Then we would not be seeing this amount of tension which is mounting day in and day out. So there has to be whatever term you utilize, you say mediation, assistance, involvement. We believe that, the time has come where we need third-party intervention.
Separatist leaders say, above all, the 15 million residents of Indian Kashmir must be directly involved in any resolution. Whether they'll ever get this wish remains to be seen. The Indian government maintains Kashmir is an integral part of India. Pakistan also claims the region as its own. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Srinagar.